am someone that gets to say yes, but a lot of people get to say no. I get to say the yeses. Service, we truly believe in never overloading the servers, making sure they have the time to spend with y'all. They will never have over 3 table sections. I mean, for people that understand that, but we won't. We will close down tables before we overload, because if we overload, we're not giving the service. I'm gonna have to say networking. You've gotta go out, know how to get out there and network and communicate with people. You know, you can put all the marketing material up. You can go out and do all this, have the flyers, do everything, but where's the personal relationship? And I always believe when you're networking and making personal relationships, that's truly what helps build your business.
This month's sponsor is MasterCheck. Let us check out what's going on.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
We're sitting down today with another business leader from our community to learn about what they do and just be able to spotlight the business, and also to be able to provide maybe some tips and tricks for other entrepreneurs and business owners in the community to do business better. Today, I would like for you to help me welcome Miss Brianna with Texas Roadhouse. Hi, darling. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I am going to start off by saying there's no rolls on my table, and that does not make me happy, but it's okay. I love you anyway. So what is your day? What do you do for Texas Roadhouse?
I actually am the local store marketer. So with that, my day involves a lot of things. One big part of my day is just going out into community and get them hot rolls. We go by food runs, we go by businesses and stuff just to bring a smile on their face. Another part of my day is working on caterings for the week. Another part is really finding where to be tuned in for community service. Who can I help? Who can I support? Where can I give things? Because that is the best part about my job. I get to give to schools a whole lot. So I love that. The nonprofits I get to give to, but anybody that needs a little extra, want to give things to their people, I am someone that gets to say yes when a lot of people get to say no. I get to say the yeses.
So how does that work for your giving side of things? How do the donations get decided upon? How does somebody go about doing that? Is say, I am doing a fundraiser or I need donations for my nonprofit for something. What does that look like and how does that process work?
Well, with that process, all I always ask is they'll usually email me at my email. I have 210marketing@texasroadhouse.com, and that means all the marketing goes to me. But whether you walk in to tell me about your organization or you give me a phone call at the restaurant, or like I said, email me and tell me what you're doing for, I usually say, yes, what do you need? And I donate it, which is great. But you know, the big thing is when I donate it, it has to come back, like the dinner for twos and stuff, come back to our restaurant. But the main thing is I just need a letter or I need some verification of what you're raising the money for, what organization it's going to. And I just say, yes, I'll make it happen.
Awesome. And I love the fact that you do go out and deliver the hot rolls. We actually got some earlier in the week, so that's why I can't be mad at you.
We've been doing schools all day today. That's why I did not have today. Today we got our schools for Valentine's Day.
Awesome. And y'all do have a Valentine's event coming.
We do.
Special. When the truth matters, you cannot afford guesswork. Since the early 1970s, MasterCheck has supported Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, insurance carriers, and top law firms across the United States and Canada. We are a veteran-owned firm with experienced investigators trained in private, military, and academic settings. We uncover facts that protect your business. From background investigations to surveillance and cyber cases, we deliver verified facts that stand up in court. MasterCheck also operates a fully online private investigator school. We train future investigators and provide continuing education credits in 7 states. Whether you need investigative support or professional training, MasterCheck brings decades of proven experience. Call 615-783-1623 or visit MasterCheck.com.
So what does that look like for your marketing side of things? I know that you get to do certain in-house, like dine and donate kind of things?
Yes. So every month we have a enter to win. So it's just our local people here. They enter to win it. And it's usually always a gift basket and a dinner for two. We do that. In-house, we will do like Valentine's Day. I love talking about that right now. Right now we're doing kids cards, little Valentine's cards for all the kids have free kids meal. Because, I mean, what else? When a parent's got to come out to eat, sometimes your kids are going to be with you. So guess what? You're going to have a card for your kid to come out and eat with y'all. And last year, I won't forget doing it. And a little boy was so excited because he's like, I have a card I get to use on my mom. You know, he just thought he was helping do something. Yeah. So it was really sweet. But we do that. I just delivered out 6,000 of those to all the kids throughout DeSoto County today.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yes.
I love that. I wish we did that when our kids were little. Our boys are all grown now, but that would have been super cute. I bet they would have loved that. That's awesome. So you also do, I know you've done a breast cancer awareness type thing in the restaurant as well.
Yes. This was our very first year. Texas Roadhouse has always donated a little bit to breast cancer awareness and all this, but this year they gave us the opportunity for each store to pick their own. So I teamed up with the Trinity Health Center, with the Dream Center. I called Jenna and I was like, hey, this is an idea. Can I run with it? And they are so amazing with it. And we teamed up with them, and the whole month we did a roundup. So everybody could round up. We put their names up on the wall and everything. And we were able to donate over $3,000 worth of gift cards for patients that are facing cancer, anything like that, to, hey, go have a meal on us. Because at that, during those times, who really wants to cook? Or, you know, finances get a little different, but come have food, a meal on us. So it was great. And then we did that with the roundup, and then we had extra donations that people gave, and we were able to give them a cash donation to help with supplies for the Trinity Health Center, since they're full a nonprofit.
That's incredible. I love that. I love that you are so community focused.
Yes.
That a lot of businesses always say, okay, well, I want to give back to the community. I want to be community focused. But that means, okay, well, we're going to write a check once a year to this.
Oh, no.
You guys, everything you do is purposeful.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. I love it. So what is your slogan at Texas Roadhouse? It's legendary food, legendary service. Is that what y'all say every time? Is that right?
Legendary food, legendary service.
How does that transition in what you do? When you get to go out in the community, what does that look like for you day to day to be able to?
Just to talk to people. I love when people give me feedback, you know, because when you come out to eat, and I still tell this to team members. I mean, my old past life, I was always a restaurant manager and general manager. So I love it because I get to do a little bit of everything now. Mm-hmm. But our food speaks for Texas Roadhouse, from the fresh cut steaks to the fall off the bone ribs to the hot rolls. And then our service, we run a tight service. We truly believe in never overloading the servers, making sure they have the time to spend with y'all. They will never have over three table sections. I mean, for people that understand that, but we won't. We will close down tables before we overload, because if we overload, we're not giving the service. And when I'm out in the community, I want to talk about it. I want to tell them to come experience. Please give me feedback. Let me know how I can be better. Because to me, any feedback's great feedback, because I can take it back to my team and we can do nothing but build and grow. And we've seen that over the last 3 years.
Absolutely. And I love that that is a real thing, because I know Chad and I, everybody, if you've known me for 45 seconds, you know that that's my go-to restaurant place. There's three places in town that I go to, and Texas Roadhouse is at the very top of that list because of that standard of service and that standard of food every single time. And I have, we'll eat out and then we'll text you and be like, okay, we had so-and-so server and it was great, or this was a little, and literally, you take the feedback and do something with it. I don't feel weird about telling you if something wasn't quite right.
No, because I mean, how do we grow? We're never going to be perfect, but how can we grow and be better?
Yeah.
And that's why feedback is so important. And I love getting it in the community. You know, I don't scringe my shoulders when someone's going to tell me something, because, hey, every year, and I feel like every month and every day, we have gotten better and better. And it just shows the community supports us a lot too. And we just want to give back to who supports us.
Absolutely. So when you are in the restaurant, what do you do in-house?
Well, I have a little bit of two roles. I wear a couple of hats. I do all of our accounting part of it, our payroll and everything. I do that for all our team members. But then in the restaurant, I'm making sure marketing material's up. I'm answering the emails. I'm lately we've been doing things where we'll walk around with samples and do all that. I'm setting up for fundraisers. Fundraisers is really big in schools. Our Dine to Donates that we do. We do those with sports teams, other organizations and everything. So I make sure everything is ready in there. I educate the team members. I teach them about them. I make sure they have the tools. Another fun part of my job is I get to do contests. So my job is to do contests and all that and have little fun things set up for them to motivate them through their shift and everything.
That's awesome. Okay, so what does that look like? What is the most recent contest y'all done?
Well, right now we are working on, I'm doing a contest and I've done a lot of trade outs with local businesses and I love it because I can give to them, they can give to me. But I have a punch board for Valentine's Day. We'll have one for each day. And as they sell our dinner for twos that are a big special coming up, mm-hmm. after you sell 10 dinner for twos, you get to punch something out and grab something, whether it is a gift card from Rave Nutrition or if it's a free t-shirt from the restaurant. It will just have different things in them. And the community is really good about doing things with me. So it's great.
That's awesome. So what does that look like from a actual business perspective as far as the turnover rate? Because I know I see the same faces every time I come in there. So you guys have got to have a better turnover rate than most restaurants. Well,
we have a better one now, but it's the restaurant industry. You know, it's a tough one. But we have a lot of lifelong members. I say members, roadies. We have two in the back of the house that have been there almost 20 years. We are front of the house staff. We are retaining. We have over 80 servers now. And that's so exciting to where we were 5 years ago. It's our management staff. It's our new managing partner that's been here 3 years. Just making an environment where people enjoy coming to and they enjoy working. And they're enjoying the guest.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
So where did this line dance thing come from? Like, is this like
it's a Texas
always from, been?
It's always been. When COVID hit, a little things changed a little bit. And that is, and I wasn't here. I've only been with us now about 4 years. But it's something that has been brought. Our store really needed to focus on it. We really wanted to bring it back just to bring up, you know, it's just every hour on the hour during peak hours where it's just a fun, motivational thing and get the guests involved and
it's
all.
It's so cute. I love it. The first time Chad and I seen it when we were having dinner and he was like,
yes.
Like, are they supposed to be doing?
Oh yeah. You go to a new store opening, you'll see it everywhere. So now we need it to get back to where, hey, it's a habit and everybody knows about it and they enjoy it.
Oh, I love it. There was a table that was like a few tables away from us. There was a little kid. They were just clapping and standing up in the thing while they were doing it. It was adorable. Yes. So I love it. I love the interactiveness of it because it goes beyond just taking your order, serving the food, sending you on your way. You have an atmosphere that is next level. I love it.
Well, awesome. Thank you. We try to create that fun, relaxed atmosphere, but family focused.
Sorry, hang on. Well, I was trying to throw it back, but then my finger got hung. It was tangled, and then it just, I had a moment. I'm sorry. It's because I didn't blow dry it and straighten it. It's frizzy. Mm-hmm. I'm struggling in life.
It's Monday.
That it is.
Okay, I'm back now. My hair's fixed. Haha. So you said you've been with them for 4 years.
4 years now.
Okay.
I just hit 4 years.
That's awesome. So is there a moment or a customer, just something that you've interacted with in these 4 years that's really just stuck with you as this is why I do what I do. It makes you just love what you do.
There's always something that makes me say that because I love the industry. It's something I've always been passionate about. And I love my job now because I get to be a mom and do my job. So I get to do that. But, you know, I will have to say, if I think of one, we have a regular guest. They come in, Doc, and they come in every Friday. Every Friday, they've been coming for 17 years. And just to hear their stories and to hear why they love it so much is great. And, you know, just when the biggest thing this year was when I got to hand a check over and hand over all the gift cards to Trinity Health Center. It was amazing. And we got to do it with Veterans Day. So the American Legion of DeSoto County, I was able to give back to them also for Veterans Day. Well, we just did it real quietly. And just I think we raised enough to give them $20, $25 gift cards to give to veterans. Okay. But of course, you always know we feed the veterans for free.
Absolutely.
On Veterans Day. But the great thing is we do it all the way up till May. So if they can't eat with us that day, they get to come back another day. And that's one of my favorite things is Veterans Day. That's one day I will not miss.
That's incredible. I love that. So in your day-to-day stuff that you do as far as promoting the business, being out in the community, what is something that is on the horizon that you want to bring next, to bring a next level, a goal?
One of my things is really getting involved with community events. I go to things, I do things, but I'm not as involved with community events. So we have something coming and I'm very, very excited about it. It is, as y'all know, in the Lander Center, I want to say it's the weekend of April 17th, is going to be the Monster Jam. Well, we are bringing Gold Digger, the truck, to our store on that Friday the 17th. I don't have all the details yet, but the truck's going to be at our location. Times and all that will be released, but that is an event I'm very, very excited about. And we will be down there. We'll be set up down there for the whole weekend. And we are looking forward to it. I'm just so excited because I know my two boys are going to be so excited to see this truck at our store.
I'm like, to be able
to bring this to our community, bring it to DeSoto County, and be a big part of it. This is our first real big event to be a part of, and we cannot wait.
That's super cool.
Yes.
Well, going back into talking about what you do as far as marketing and, you know, going out into the community and stuff, I want to bring it almost to a like bird's eye view of that for people that do what you do. What are some of the struggles that you've had over the last 4 years that were growth opportunities?
Struggles. I will tell you a big struggle of ours anytime can be retention sometimes. A struggle when we have a management changeover, you know, sometimes it's not smooth sailing and we have some bumps to get through it. Marketing, I say I'm the yes person, I always say yes, but I wish I can donate sometimes a little bit more when it came to food, actually donating to food. Mm-hmm. I have to get creative there and that's hard. Another opportunity for us is catering. We are doing catering, we're building it slowly. But we have to make sure we don't suffer inside the restaurant to be able to provide those services until we get it all worked out.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
Okay. You also do, I know you said that you just left the schools and everything. You have a student of the month thing that y'all do as well?
Okay, so we got to set up at the DeSoto County Bookkeepers Month. So what I was able to do is I print out Student of the Month cards for every school. So they had them. But they, the bookkeepers, I guess, went back and gave it to their counselors or the principals, and they could do with what it is, what they needed to. But on top of that, we also did Teacher of the Month. So it was a free meal for them if they were Teacher of the Month or anything, just something to give back to them where they can go out and enjoy. Because I know with schools, it's hard. Everybody thinks they have all the resources, but they don't. And when I can donate to the schools and give to them where they can give to their teachers or the administration can give to their teachers or give to their students, I love doing that. And so we've seen a lot come back from that this year. A lot of people loved it. So I can't wait to do it this year. But we serviced all 29 schools this year. So
that's a lot.
DeSoto County has a lot of teachers and a lot of students. But that was one thing that we were able to do. So we have Student of the Month certificates. We have Student Teacher of the Month certificates. We have Perfect Attendance certificates. We have bookmarks that we give libraries during book fairs and stuff like that. They read three books and get it signed off, and they can come in for a free kids meal. No, as I was telling you about the bookmarks, something came to me. Yeah. I also do the bookmarks where I can have them printed where it's scriptures also, if they memorize so many scriptures. So a few of the churches, like I do it for Brown Baptist Church, where we do for their Awanas group, where they read three, they get a sign off on that memorized scripture. So we design them to whatever organization needs it, whether it's a church, whether it's a school or anything like that.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to make sure I tell Debbie that, because they have an Awanas program at their church.
Yes.
So that could be something that they would be interested in. That's awesome. And it's also a very good business strategic marketing thing. You know, you're marketing to the younger generations, but they have to bring the grownups to get in the door.
Oh, yeah. During this ice storm, a lot of them were coming in like, can we go eat? So they had their cars.
Which y'all did a really good job of getting that parking lot cleared out, too. That was very nice.
Thank you.
When I was asking you earlier about just the bird's eye view of the marketing and whatnot. Yeah. So if there is a young professional that's looking to get into marketing, hospitality, that sort of thing, what is like the number one skill that you think would be something they need to develop? Something that they're not going to learn in a textbook, getting a marketing degree.
I'm going to have to say networking. You've got to go out, know how to get out there and network and communicate with people. You know, you can put all the marketing material up. You can go out and do all this, have the flyers, do everything. But where's the personal relationship? And I always believe when you're networking and making personal relationships, that's truly what helps build your business. I'm just a firm believer in that personal relationship.
Absolutely. That's the chamber's motto is relationships create commerce. So I believe in that with my whole heart. That makes a huge difference. Yes. And I mean, the relationship that we've built from here, that yes, I already love Texas Roadhouse, but I intentionally typically only do business with members' businesses.
Yes.
So building this relationship with you, even though I was already going to your restaurant some, knowing the behind the scenes of it and knowing the people that make it what it is, it brings you back tenfold.
Thank you. That means a lot. The chambers have supported us. As you know, we've always been a member of the Horn Lake Chamber. Mm-hmm. We have now, over the last year, got involved with the South Haven Chamber. And that is what I tell all my other LSMs in my markets and stuff. They're the backbone of helping you network and get out there. And to see what all the people in the chambers do, I just want to give back even more.
Absolutely. You're even a recent graduate of the Bridge Academy.
Yes.
Through our South Haven Chamber Foundation.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that. Give me some of your insight behind your experience with that.
Oh, it was just wonderful. I loved every minute of it. Educating myself. I'm not from this area. We moved here six years ago. We moved here with my husband's job. So learning this area and knowing about it and the speakers that came in and how passionate they were and learning about the city, learning the development of it, and then certain businesses and how they grew and everything. It was just amazing. But also to see young students. Yeah. See, working with Braden, my young gentleman from South Haven, to know his drive to be an educator and everything he wanted to do. And as you know, I'm in marketing, he wants to be an educator, but showing him how those two things can align together and what people can do with their business to help him when he becomes an educator and what he can look at. But it was just great. I would encourage any business to send someone out there and do that, because these are our this is our future. And these young kids love leadership, and they are strong leaders, and they love the community.
Absolutely. That's probably one of my favorite parts of it, having the mentor and mentee aspect of it, getting to learn from them. I know when I went through it, my mentee, she is brilliant.
Yes.
Like we look at them and they're like, okay, they're young people. I remember what I was like when you're, no, she is next level brilliant. Yes. She knows what she wants to do. She knows where she's going. And I promise I learned as much from her as she did from yes. us. It was incredible. So if you had to nail it down just to one or two little things, what have you seen over the last year that the chamber has made an impact in either you personally or even an opportunity for you professionally?
Oh, professionally, it has given me the opportunity to be a part of different organizations, get part of the Bridge Academy. It's given me opportunity to show who Texas Roadhouse is and wants to be and what we want to give. It has given me the opportunity to network and start catering to different things and different events. So that, you know, all those things, being able to show our business, get out there and do community events. You let me do the Christmas parade. That was so much fun. but just getting our name out there, you know, and that's just so important. So I've been very blessed for the opportunity to do that.
Awesome. Absolutely. And you did a great job at the Christmas parade. Everybody loves getting to do the judging. I had a couple of people that have done it every single year. And they were like, I can't make it that day. And they were so heartbroken. And they're like, well, don't replace me permanently. And I'm like, I can't promise anything because they love it. But
yes,
I am so thankful that you came by and you were able to sit down with us and tell us a little bit about yourself and about Texas Roadhouse. And guys, if you haven't been, I don't know what you're thinking, but you need to take your best friend, your significant other, your children, somebody. Go to Texas Roadhouse, sit down, have a great meal, an amazing steak, and get to know some of the people there. Support our chamber members and give back to our community, especially to the businesses that do have a heart for giving back to our community as well. And if you haven't done so yet, click that subscribe button down at the bottom so you don't miss a single episode of South Haven Business Beat. Thanks so much. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.